In John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but they will have the light of life." This is a poem called Light, and in it I make reference to something called pollarded trees. These are trees who have had their branches cut off and just the stumps and a trunk is left. Light. Sky blue shines through as dark clouds gather. Bare trees, pollarded, stretch out with anguished fists raised high against their ravaged frame. The wind roared cold against my skin and the rain poured in, crying nature's tears, whipping at blushed cheeks. A light shimmers, spreading across the ground, stirring life beneath the barren land. Waves of brightness everywhere bleach the blackness paler still. Then lighter the blazing patches grew, where tired nature's heart was broken through, swallowing the darkness with its brilliant hue. And sparkling breezes move across earth's face, clinging firm and holding edges clear, sharp like crystal. The breath of life, this silver light, sweeping over and between the land, as God's consuming fire of love stands, healing and renewing, springing up and burgeoning through, while worn earth a new heaven grew. In Exodus 3:2, Moses saw a bush that was burning. It says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So Moses looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed." This is the fire I make reference to in the poem. It's a consuming fire that does no harm.